The president outlined the differences between his vision and that of GOP challenger Mitt Romney, starting with debt reduction.
Biggest contributors to our debt and our deficit, in addition to this recession, were two tax cuts that weren't paid for and two wars run on a credit card. And Mr. Romney's proposal to deal with this is another $5 trillion of tax cuts that aren't paid for, or if they're paid for, on the backs of you. That's not a plan to deal with our deficits. So what I've said is, look, we're going to get rid of programs that don't work. We don't want to waste money.
And the president says he would further reduce the national debt with money saved by ending the war in Iraq and getting out of Afghanistan.
We're transitioning out of Afghanistan. We've taken on al-Qaeda, and we killed bin Laden. And now I want to take half the money that we're no longer spending on war and use it to drive down our deficits, and I want to take the other half to start doing some nation building here in Ohio. Do some nation building here at home. Put people back to work. Rebuilding our roads and our bridges and our schools. Laying broadband lines and high-speed rail.
The president was introduced by Wendy Pitts, a 13-year employee at Parma's General Motors stamping plant, which employs about 1,500 people, and was saved through the federal auto bailout.
And it's paid off. Plants like mine kept their doors open, and I kept my job. Folks who lost their jobs are being rehired. And the workers in manufacturing up and down Ohio's auto chain are back in business.
Before his stop in Parma, President Obama announced he's filing an unfair trade case against China's 15% tariff on American-made SUVs, including the Jeep Wrangler built in Toledo. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Kevin Niedermeyer.